James Taranto from Best of the Web Today. Do you consider yourself to be a blogger or a journalist or both?
Well, I am a journalist. I work for the Wall Street Journal, which is a major newspaper. I happen to write a column called Best of the Web, which is, I call it a column in blog format, but it's not a proper blog because I publish once a day rather than at will. But, you know, I don't think there's necessarily a dichotomy between blogging and journalism. A lot of people say, is blogging journalism? It's really a misleading question. One might ask, is the New Yorker magazine journalism? Well, most of the New Yorker magazine is journalism, but they run fiction stories. That's not journalism, that's fiction. They run cartoons that don't really have anything to do with politics. You can't really call that journalism. So blogging is just a medium. Whether it's journalism or not depends on what it is that the blogger is publishing.
Okay. Do you consider a journalist to be some kind of professional title? So is an amateur blogger a journalist or not?
Again, it depends on what kind of material he's producing. There are a lot of freelance journalists in America. You know, America has freedom of expression and freedom of the press embedded in its First Amendment. So implicit in this is the idea that this is a freedom that belongs to everybody. You can't really have government licensing journalists.
Okay. What do you think about high-profile political bloggers in the United States, like the guys from Powerline Blog or like Glenn Reynolds? Is what they're doing a form of journalism, or is it something else?
Oh, I think it's a form of journalism, you know, it broadly defined to include commentary. If what Paul Krugman does is journalism, which is writing pieces with a lot of opinion and very little fact that appear on the pages of a major newspaper, if he's doing journalism, then certainly these guys are.
Okay. Some people call you the Rush Limbaugh of the blogosphere or of the web. What do you think about that?
Well, I admire Rush. I don't listen to talk radio that often because living in New York, I don't have a car. But every now and then, I'll tune in, and he's an entertaining and interesting guy. I note that he gets a lot of his stuff from me and often does credit me, which is something that not all talk show hosts have the class to do. You know, one might argue that Rush Limbaugh is the James Taranto of radio.
How do you find what is interesting on the web?
Well, I would say three ways in ascending order of importance. The first is there are sites I look at like the Drudge Report and LucyAnn.com that just bring together a lot of stories. The second, more important, is I do have some bookmarks to sites that I look at regularly, you know, certain major newspapers, magazines, blogs I like, and so forth. And most important of all for Best of the Web is reader email. I get 300 to 400 email tips a day from readers, and this enables me to cast a much wider net than I would be able to if I had to rely on my own surfing. And often, you know, sometimes I'll have a joke that combines elements of the joke that were suggested by three different people, and I'll synthesize them. So it's really a great aggregation of many minds helping out. I don't know exactly how an RSS reader works, believe it or not. I guess I'm a little technically behind the times.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.